here's a story from The World.
The transition to renewable energy is going to take a lot more than simply building more wind turbines and solar panels. Countries also need to find ways to slow down the burning of oil, gas, and coal. Germany has a plan to phase out coal, and that's on the agenda today in our weekly look at Climate Change Solutions, The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Reporter Dan Guarino has been covering Germany's energy transition for Inside Climate News. Dan, thanks for being with us again. Germany has been one of the most successful countries in transitioning to renewables. Nearly half of its energy comes from renewable sources now. But you write that getting off coal has been one of the most challenging aspects of this transition. Why has it been so hard?
Much like the U.S., Germany has a coal industry that is kind of close to the heart of its culture. Germany grew into a great industrial power and a great economic power, partly because it has the benefit of plentiful coal. So it is very, very difficult to tell an industry you need to stop, you need to phase out. And that's kind of what Germany has been going through.
Right. So before the pandemic, you visited coal country in Germany, a place called Lusatia, to learn more about the transition. What did you learn when you went there?
I found these beautiful villages. And it wasn't until I actually got in a van with my tour guide that I realized I was right around all of these open pit coal mines. There are these gigantic surface mines taking up dozens upon dozens of football fields worth of land, but they're kind of hidden in a lot of ways. It's like this kind of picturesque series of villages with heavy industry just right on its doorstep. Another big thing that you notice in Lusatia is that there are these lakes everywhere, and the lakes are former surface mines. This is a region where they filled in former surface mines and turned them into this kind of lake recreation area. My guide for the portion of the trip where I was looking at the coal mines and the lakes was Soren Hoika.
These old mines were now transformed over the last 30 years into a beautiful lakeland where you can do tours, where you can go by bike, or where you can go swimming or by boat.
There are four mines remaining, and they're just gigantic, and they're still expanding. The mining industry is still a major employer, and surface mining is still a very active part of day-to-day life in this part of Germany.
Germany has said they want to close their last coal plants by 2038 and will spend nearly $50 billion in that effort. What are they spending that money on? Is it like offsetting lost jobs?
The biggest chunk of that money is what I would describe as local economic development. Finding ways to improve infrastructure, you know, like roads, train lines, and also finding ways to attract new industries and new jobs. A typical example might be a university in one of these areas having a program of grants to encourage entrepreneurs to set up new businesses in new industries in the region. They're basically trying a whole bunch of different things, knowing that some are going to work and some might not work, to try to find what that new economy looks like when coal is no longer there.
You spoke with a member of Germany's coal commission, Felix Mathis, who is kind of takes the 10,000-foot view, says getting off coal requires the government to think about more than just coal.
Coal phase-out is a part of a bigger picture and a bigger project. You need to have a holistic approach because every phase-out is not only the story about the phase-out, it's about the story of phase-in.
Dan, explain that. What does he mean by phase-in?
This is the lesson for the United States and for other countries going through transitions. You don't just convince an industry or a region to walk away from a big industry. The way to make this kind of change palatable and workable is to say that this is a change to something else that could be good, something else that for some people could be better, and emphasizing the phase in. And saying, here are the details of what we're really going to do. backed by real money, not just talk. And if the conversation is a little bit about the phase out, but largely about the phase in, it changes the politics. It just changes the dynamics of the whole thing. And I think that that's the big thing I learned from looking at how Germany has done its coal phase out.
Dan Guarino is an energy reporter. He's been covering Germany's energy transition for Inside Climate News. Dan, thanks for your time.
Thank you.